wind is warm as mother's milk, steady as a siren. Though my whiskers smell of soap, my pistol smells of iron. This front porch is higher than the rest of this poor town. I piss every day away, watch the sun go. If I was a gambling man the way I used to be, those downtown gals would gather round just to watch the likes of me. Those lazy bones would tumble, those lazy bones would roll. I'd pick out my downtown gal and give her all my gold. Hey, hey, whippoorwill sings all kinds of foolish things. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone by now. Now once a year, this old hotel fills up at harvest time. Mexicans and gypsy kids, mostly friends of mine. They all come in at sundown, fill my whiskey glass, sit and sing a song. In the old days I worked with them, I worked till the work was done. The crew we had back in those days, we were always number one. Northward with the season, southward in the fall. Till I got hurt in the oil patch, boys I had it all. Hey, hey, whippoorwill sings all kinds of crazy. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone by crop came in. Nothing moves on Main Street now but an Oklahoma wind. I am just a shadow of the man I used to be, and I wish I had someone to sing the long black veil with me. Hey, hey, whippoorwill sings all kinds of crazy. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone by now. Hey, hey, whippoorwill sings all kinds of foolish things. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone.
That is gorgeous right there, and it's brand new. Kieran Kane, Kevin Welch, Fats Kaplan. The album is You Can't Save Everybody, and we welcome to the show for the first time Mr. Kevin Welch. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, how are you doing?
It's a, well, you're trying to do another one there. It's a great pleasure to talk to you, sir. We're doing well.
All right, thanks for calling.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I have a day off today. I'm sitting in my house in Nashville. I just cut the grass.
Very nice.
Yeah, I feel all domestic.
Well, congratulations on a fine, fine record. You Can't Save Everybody. This is, so far, one of my favorite records of the year. I got to be honest with you.
Well, thanks very much. We like it, too.
You must be real happy with it.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we had a lot of fun making it. We've been having a lot of fun touring behind it. And we play, actually, the whole record when we go out, which
oh, yeah?
is very rare for a new record. Normally, you know, there might be...
Yeah.
Maybe half the record or something that will sort of apply to a live situation. But this one, because we recorded it live, it translates to the stage real easy.
Yeah. So you and Kieran Kane have been working together for quite a while now. Of course, you both, you're part of the team that runs Dead Reckoning Records, and you're in a band called the Dead Reckoners and all kinds of stuff together. And I've always heard that you shouldn't mix friendship with business. How do you guys get along so well after being in business for so long?
Well, I think that we just got lucky. That's the only thing I can figure. I remember when we would be out with the Dead Reckoning Records crew and press guys would ask us that stuff. And we would all, I know that we all just sounded either naive or like we were just totally, you know, trying to kid everybody. But, you know, we all just kind of, everybody in that organization, we just really like each other. And we agree musically.
Yeah.
And I think that we, the other thing is now it's pretty much come down to Kieran and I taking care of Dead Reckoning Records. And we just sort of accidentally, luckily, I think, kind of fill in each other's gaps a little bit. And I have a lot of trust in Kieran and his common sense. And I don't know, it's just easy. And I don't know what we would do if it were hard. We'd probably collapse or something.
Right.
But it just happens to be easy.
Right. Now, a lot of artists sort of run their own label sort of at an arm's length. They pay business people to run it and stuff. But you guys are actually in there doing the nuts and bolts of this business, aren't you?
Well, at the moment, we are trying to hand a lot of that off.
Yeah.
With this record, actually, we brought on board a great young company here in Nashville called Compass Records.
Mm-hmm.
That these guys started right after we started Dead Reckoning 10 years ago. And we've been watching them, and they're really good folks, and they've done a really good job with their company. Plus, I like the idea of Dead Reckoning Records with Compass Records. You know, they're just navigational terms, and I've always kind of had the feeling that we're about halfway lost at sea anyway, so we finally got some direction in our lives. They've been a really big help.
Now, you and Kieran both come from backgrounds where you've had the major label career, and for one reason or another, things didn't exactly go your way in the end, I don't think. I mean, yeah, I'm sure you're both happy to be out of it, but from what I've heard, I mean, the experience isn't always that pleasant. So what do you do differently when you go to start your own label? Obviously, the philosophy is going to be a bit different, but how do you guys approach it differently than a major label would?
Well, we're sort of, I guess it's a matter of priorities, really,
yeah.
I guess you would say. Now, I'll have to say, when I was with Warner Brothers and Reprise, they were very, very hands-off with me and allowed me to do what I wanted to do.
That's great.
For a time.
Yeah.
Then it became apparent that if they were going to keep dumping large money into my projects and so forth, that they were going to have to get involved and I was going to have to start contouring what I do to suit radio programmers and you know, advertising buyers and stuff like that. And I just wasn't willing to do that.
Yeah.
So that's the, I guess, the difference in what we're able to do now with Dead Reckoning is we have none of those considerations. Being involved in the Americana AAA charts itself is pretty liberating. I mean, you look at the people on this chart, and it's really all most of my favorite people. So, for instance, our record was number one for a couple of weeks and got bumped off by Alejandro's tribute record.
Yeah.
And I'm tickled to see that, you know.
Yeah.
So it was the Cherry Bombs before us.
Yeah.
And Steve Earle's coming up behind Alejandro. So it's just a really great group of people to be associated with, and I admire just about everybody involved in this.
Right.
It's just a more friendly world for me. It's not like a high school popularity contest like majors are.
At the same time, though, I mean, you were talking about the majors dumping amounts of money into your projects. Is there a certain limitation to doing things yourself that you can't? I mean, you probably don't have the same amount of funds to take a gamble on with some of these things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that is a real big part of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. A couple things happened at the same time. One was, as most people know already, technology came around that enables us all now to make records for, you know, a tenth of the cost, even less.
Right.
So that was one of the big reasons in the old days why you really wanted a major label record deal, because a record was going to cost so much money to make that you kind of had to have some juice behind you.
Yeah.
But You know, nowadays you can really, if you're kind of crafty about it, you can make a record. Just go make a record.
Yeah.
You can do it at your house. You know. That's a big deal. The missing piece, though, of course, is the promotion. It's not uncommon for major labels to spend $1 million to get a record at number one.
Wow.
You know, it's all kind of pay for play, legalized payola. I mean,
yeah.
Sorry, but I mean, that's what it is.
Absolutely.
And you know, we don't have $1 million to do that. So, anyway, we just shuffle along as best we can.
Well, I got to be thinking that, I mean, you seem to be doing things for the love of the music. I mean, you put out music that you love, you put out your own records, and you've put out some great records by other people as well. Dead Reckoning has put out records by the Fairfield Four and Charlie Major and all kinds of other folks on there. So obviously it's got to be more of a labor of love than anything.
Yeah, we just kind of looked at it to start with as a life's work. When we started this thing up, we had no idea what exactly was going to happen. But we thought, you know, if we can, we could do this the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll make a buck or two down the line. But in the meanwhile, you know, we're paying our bills. We're keeping our kids fed. We're doing okay. And,
right.
And we're having a ball doing it.
Well, that shows through in the music, I think, and this record is for me is lively, and I can tell you're having fun. I can see you smiling when I listen to this record.
We really are. I tell you what, do you know that we made a record with David Franzi?
Absolutely. We were just listening to some of that, and it is absolutely phenomenal.
We think of those two records as companion pieces, really, and I think that if we wanted to, and we don't want to, but if we did want to, I think we could sequence both those records together.
You're darn right, you could, yeah.
One really long record out of it.
Yeah.
Because the only difference, I think I said it in a press release or something, the only difference is that when we made the You Can't Save Everybody record, we had three chairs instead of four.
Yeah.
And that was, everything else was just the same.
That's
same place, same engineer, everything.
That's very cool. So how did you get hooked up with David Franzi in the first place?
Man, we heard him, I think, and I may be wrong about this, but I think it was the Winnipeg Folk Festival.
It could well have been, because I think, I was trying to figure that out. You guys were both here the same year, and I don't think either one of you has been back since.
No, I mean, we would love to come. I'm not quite sure why it's worked out that way, but that was the first place, I guess, then, that we heard David, and we were on stage with him, actually, doing one of those afternoon kind of song swaps that you do when you're playing a folk festival, and he just floored us. We became sort of immediate fans, and we kind of started spreading the gospel of David Franzi to everybody who'd listen to us, and it's been really gratifying to see things go so well for David, because he sure does deserve it.
Yeah.
He's a great cat, and we had a wonderful time making his record as well. In fact, we Fats and Kieran and I got together here last night after I got in from a trip to Texas, and we sat around and went back through the Franzi record just to kind of make sure we could still get it under our fingers.
Uh-huh.
I just can't wait to start playing it, and I guess we start pretty quick. We're leaving in a couple of days now to come up.
Yeah, that's for sure. You start on September the 8th, which is this week in BC, and then you're here on the 21st at the West End Cultural Center, and we are sure looking forward to that.
Same here.
So how does it work? I know that the last time we saw you and Kieran through, I think, was at the Folk Festival, and you guys kept saying that you don't make set lists or anything. You just pick a song to start with, and then you see what happens. Is that sort of the way it's going to work with David Franzi as well?
You know, I don't really know. It may be because we're throwing this new element into the mix, that being David.
Mm-hmm.
We may try a more structured approach and actually have somewhat of an actual, set list. I don't really know yet. At least probably the first few shows.
Yeah.
We'll do that and just kind of see how it feels. We're going to be kind of feeling our way into this, since we've never done this before. We did have one night with David here in Nashville at the Bluebird Cafe. with. And I guess it was probably what cemented the idea that we should make that record.
Right.
The it was actually Fats and Kieran and myself and David. And we did an In the Round show there. And, man, it was a lot of fun. And I guess that's probably when we all threw down and said, okay, let's make this record.
Now, you guys are obviously going to be backing David on stage, but he's not much of a guitar player. I don't know if you know that. What's he going to do while you guys are singing?
Well, we're hoping that he's a great harmony singer.
He sure is.
And, yeah, he's a very, very cool, very astute harmony singer. So we're kind of hoping that we're going to be able to dial him in on some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And if he wants to, you know, beat on something or shake something or whatever he feels like doing, he's more than willing to. My only fear is that he's going to end up just kind of sitting there, watching us. And I am hoping that he can find something.
Well, who could blame him for wanting to sit and watch you guys? I mean, you guys play together. It's magic together watching you two, you and Kieran. And I've never seen Fats Kaplan. What can you tell me a bit about him?
Yeah, I sure can. Fats actually was just up doing some shows across Canada with Tom Russell.
Oh, really?
A train trip. I think might have gone from you know that thing I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
it started with Fred Eaglesmith and then went out west, and then Tom Russell I think was doing the trip back east on that train.
Right. I guess Fred's the one who got this thing developed and started and produced and all that. Fats and his wife Christy Rose play together. They do this thing called Pulp Country. It's really cool. And they came up and did the train trip with Tom and had a great time and made some friends and so forth. But Fats is a guy who I talked into moving down from his home in New York City maybe 10 or 12 years ago. Talked him into coming down to try Nashville out, and he's been playing with me off and on ever since. He's played with just about everybody. Pure Parade League, the Tractors, Tom Russell, Manhattan Transfer. Mark Knopfler. I'm leaving a whole bunch of people out, but he's a multi-instrumentalist. Plays a button accordion, keyboard accordion, pedal steel, lap steel, guitar, fiddle, banjo. You name it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy can do it. And the only other thing he's done in his life, other than play music, is he was a craps dealer in Las Vegas.
That's quite a story.
And he's got some stories, man.
I bet.
We love working with Fats. He's definitely one of our very best friends. And so it's, for me and Kieran to have Fats with us is just the most natural thing in the world.
And he adds a lot to the project, and we're glad to have him on board. As does Claudia Scott, someone who I assume you know fairly well.
I do. I know her fairly well. I'm getting to know her better all the time.
That's good. Tell folks a bit about Claudia Scott, because she does some gorgeous backup vocals on here. Absolutely amazing.
Claudia is a killer harmony singer, but she's a recording artist in her own right and a songwriter from Norway, and has had a long and very successful career in Norway. She's actually quite well known there and has been for a good while. And I talked her into moving to Nashville too a while back, and she in fact is currently back in Norway right now doing a tour, and she's producing some folks over there, and so she kind of shuttles back and forth.
Kevin, are you still there? I fear that's the telltale sound of a phone battery dying out. Let's spin one from Kieran Kane and Kevin Welch, and we'll see if he calls back. He wanted to hear this one, and we played it last week, but darn it, it is so darn good that I don't mind at all playing it again. This is and what a nice guy Kevin Welch is. I asked him what he wanted to play. You'd assume he'd pick one of his own tunes. No. I want to hear something of Kieran's. So he asked for this tune, and boy, am I glad to play it for him. This is called Just Like That. It's Kieran Kane, Kevin Welch from the album You Can't Save Everybody. They're here live on September the 21st, West End Cultural Center.
History lesson number one. is not a thing that can't be done. Somewhere in this world of doubt, someone's gonna work it out. There you go. Just like that. We learn to crawl, we learn to walk. We learn to fly at Kitty Hawk. Next thing you know, one afternoon, we're driving golf balls on the moon. There you go. Just like that. Learn how to take our dreams and turn them into fine machines. There's one thing we haven't done. We haven't learned to live as one. Stand behind our border lines and talk about it all the time. History lesson number two, not what you say but what you do. There you go. Just like that.
Kieran Kane, now there's a man who knows how to lay down a groove, doesn't he, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, he's a groove meister.
I don't know how he does it, but it's fairly simple, but it just sounds so incredible.
He can make anything groove.
That's terrific right there. Now, we've got Kevin back. We just lost our signal there for a minute. But you guys are both amazing songwriters, and you've been playing together so long. Do you ever write songs together? Because I noticed they're all, you know, you have your songs, he has his songs, and you guys co-write with other people. But
right.
Have you ever written a Kieran Kane / Kevin Welch song?
We have. I think we both think it's kind of odd that we haven't written more, but for some reason we really haven't. We even write with the same people.
Yeah.
When we co-write. We've probably written, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 songs over the years. And I have over just the last few years, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually like them, and I really enjoy the process. I guess it's just that we're just so busy or something that when we're together, we're usually together playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think either one of us are crazy about, writing on the road.
Yeah.
If we can avoid it. And, but I'm sure we'll write some more songs together. And at some point, I imagine the ones that we've written are going to start showing up on records, too.
Well, it's taken you a long time to finally get a studio record out of you two.
Yeah.
And I mean, even it's not really a technical studio record, because I mean, you just went in and played together, which is just fine by me. It works out well.
The only thing that we overdubbed on that record was, you'll hear a little bit of kind of percussion
yeah.
stuff on these
yeah.
tracks, And that was Kieran going back in. We'd listen to the track, and if we liked it, then he'd go back in and, like, you know, beat on a box or would lay a microphone by his foot because he's got a real good foot when it comes to tapping. And that was about it. And I don't know. I guess we, you know, both of us are just have been really kind of thinking real hard about our own recording projects for a lot of years. And I always get Kieran to come play on my stuff because, as you say, I mean, when he starts playing on your stuff, the groove just happens.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and again, he'll even let me play on one of his records.
Yes, yes, he does, and he has some fine records out of his own, of course.
Yeah.
And so do you think ahead at all to what your next project might be? Will there be another Kevin Welch project? You know, is on the back burner somewhere? Or
yeah, well, there are a bunch of records that I want to make. I'm not ready to kind of go on the record yet and say what's next, but I've got a whole bunch of different projects that I'm interested in making. In the springtime, we're going to be releasing a DVD, another DVD, from a performance in Australia this past February.
Oh, that'll be good.
That we really liked. It's actually a very well shot piece. And yeah, you know, sometime in the middle of the next year, probably one of these ideas are going to show up.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I guess we do know what the next project is, and that is September the 8th when you kick off this tour with David Francie, Kieran Kane, Kevin Welch, and Fats Kaplan. And you'll be here in Winnipeg, and we are so looking forward to it.
Same here.
Well, Kevin, it sure is a pleasure to have you on the show, and we hope to talk to you again sometime. We know you got other things to do on your day off, so we'll let you go.
Okay.
Well,
come see us when we come. It'll be good to meet everybody and get to play music for you.
For sure. Last week I played a whole bunch of stuff off the record, and I think I played every one of your songs off the record except this one last week, A Prayer Like Any Other for Nikki. And is there anything you can tell me about that song? Because I think it's a great way to end off the record.
I wrote that. I was staying with some friends in Sweden, and I was having to leave kind of in the dead of night. And I got to thinking about how that's what traveling is all about. You know, half the time you're going someplace, and the other half the time you're leaving someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like we're always leaving. And there was a bass player named Nick Astrom. Great guy, great bass player. And I just kind of wrote that as a little kind of, you know, way to say goodbye to those people over there that have been very nice to me. And that's about the shape of that one.
Well, I think it's a wonderful theme, and it's one that we can all relate to, and it's a wonderful record, and we thank you for sharing it with us, Kevin.
Sure appreciate you playing it, and thanks a lot for calling.
All right, well, we'll see you soon. Here it is, Kieran Kane, Kevin Welch, A Prayer Like Any Other.
It's way past midnight. Everyone's asleep outside the window. It's quiet on the street, and my bags are packed, and my guitar too. Taxi's coming. There's nothing I can do. Oh Lord, keep your eye on my friends. I just feel better knowing you're watching them. I got to roll on, take a little spin while I'm gone. Keep you around, my friends. Gotta get home. I know the long old road, steady and slow. One of these days I'll come back if the creek don't rise and stuff like that. Oh Lord, keep your eye on this place, keep it warm, keep it safe know I depend on your saving grace. So while I'm gone, keep your eye on this place. This is just a prayer like any other. It's nothing more, it's nothing less. Just a prayer like any other. One more time, could you just say yes? Oh Lord, keep your eye on me. You know how foolish and reckless I can be. Light up my way so I can see. Oh Lord, keep your eye on me. Oh Lord, keep your eye on my friends. Oh Lord, keep your eye on this place.